Hello, and welcome to Count on CCB. This program is dedicated to CCB and its branches throughout the area, with a particular emphasis and reminder of their brand new beautiful branch at the intersection of Fairmount Avenue and Mall Boulevard in Lakewood. We're talking mortgages this month, and with me is Lillian Edwards. Lily, Vice President, Retail Lending Manager at CCB. Lily, welcome back.
Thanks for having us, Dennis.
And also Paula Kay, Mortgage Loan Officer at CCB. Let's recap where we left off a week ago for listeners who may not remember or may not have been with us then. We had just sort of walked in the door or picked up the phone, Paula, and we're beginning to initiate the mortgage process. Again, remind us of how we start.
Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm asking them what they're looking to do. Are we looking to purchase a home? Are we looking to refinance a home? Are we looking for cash out, taking some equity out of that home? Does that look like a refinance, a whole new mortgage? Or maybe it looks like a second mortgage, whether it be a second loan or a home equity line of credit. Once I got that down and what they're looking for, we start talking numbers. If it's a purchase, how much are you looking to spend? How much do you not want to go over? What does your payment look like? Right? Everybody has that in their mind. I don't want to go over $2,000 a month, right? And that includes taxes and insurance, the whole thing. So we start going that. The biggest thing is that payment most of the time. People talk rate, but bottom line is what that payment's going to look like, how it's going to affect their pocketbook.
Since this is a process, tell our listeners what things they need to have in their hand or in their mind as they sit down and talk with you for the first time or the second time in order to facilitate starting the process and getting it moving.
Sure. So like I said, the numbers, what kind of numbers are we looking? Because what I like to do is I like to get that in their hands right away so they can discuss either with themselves or with a spouse, a partner, parents, whoever it is that they want to talk, their financial advisor, they want to talk to, can I make this payment? And does this work for me? So that's the biggest thing. Then I get into, once they're comfortable with that, then I start getting into, okay, so how do we qualify for that, right? That's the next step in the process. In qualifying, then it comes to the next, okay, so you're going to get me pay stubs, you're going to get me tax returns, you're going to get me W-2s, you're going to get me bank statements. And then we look at that and make sure that they qualify, because the last thing they want to do is say, get so excited that they're going to get this home and then they don't qualify for it. So we want to do that up front.
Well, and that brings me to an interesting question. It came to mind as you were speaking there. What should we do first? Find the house or find you?
Find me. Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes, Dennis, I work with people for up to a year, getting them ready. Depending on what type of home or what type of product, a lot of times people come to me that are self-employed. Self-employed individuals, well, that's a whole nother game, right? So we have to make sure that everything fits, not just in the box, as Lily was saying, the cookie cutter, but even on our portfolio, they still have to be a qualified mortgage. We still have to make sure that our risk is covered.
I've been given a little clue here to ask you about the new electronic mortgage platform. Lily, what are we talking about?
Yeah, Dennis. So previously, when a customer went to apply with CCB, it was more paper intensive. Now, recently, we switched over to an electronic platform that really eases this process for the customer and helps them get to that closing table much quicker. So when I first started at CCB, we always emphasized the idea that we were big enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. And I think our mortgage process is really no exception. We were able to guide you and make decisions at the local level, which Paula just outlined, while still employing the technology that is historically associated with larger banks. So with our new mortgage platform, borrowers not only have the option to apply online, which Paula outlined, but can also securely upload those requested documents into our portal, which is really nice, as well as e-sign the disclosures throughout the process. So this is really critical in speeding that along for the customer and getting them to that closing table. You know, additionally, as a smaller bank, we're able to rapidly adapt to meet our customers' needs without experiencing that red tape that might be associated with larger institutions. So just like with our seasonal property mortgage, we really recognize that there's a need within our local community for that product, and we're able to have that quick turnaround and get it into the market for our customers.
And Lily, one of the things you mentioned in our first program, we just kind of glossed over it because we were sort of tight on time toward the end, is that once someone gets their mortgage through CCB, you will be shepherding that along, caring for it throughout the life of the mortgage. It won't be somebody in Phoenix or Chicago or Timbuktu or wherever.
Yeah, so the nice thing is they can either give us a call just by 716-938-9128, and they'll get a hold of our loan department right in Little Valley, and they can answer any servicing questions the customers may have. Or if they still like to stop by the branch, they can do that as well and speak to any of our branch personnel, and they'll lead them in the right direction. I know Donna touched on this on previous episodes, but we do have a pretty advanced online banking platform. It's both a web-based browser as well as a mobile application, and this gives the customer access to things like mobile deposits. You can also do deposits right at our ATMs. And then if a customer has their deposit account with CCB, they can make a transfer right under their loan to make a payment. In addition to that, if they have an account with CCB or any external financial institution, we can set up those reoccurring automatic transfers for that customer. We also offer additional features like escrow throughout the life of the loan, so we'll be in touch with that customer annually as well for that.
We better close this edition because we're a little over time, but we're talking mortgages this month on behalf of CCB. Our guests are Lillian Edwards, Lily, Vice President, Retail Lending Manager, and Paula Kay, Mortgage Loan Officer, and we'll be back next week.